your heart, speak your mind, just spill it out, everything, all of it, and email it to her or call her, or if you can go back to your country and sit with her, just once and for all, say everything that is there to be said. But if she still doesn't want to take you, then it's over. It's time to move on.
Personally, in my opinion, if you love this person, but they are going and continually dating other people, then I wouldn't even waste my time.
Yeah, well,
that's just me. And this is the reason why, because people in general, if they know you're always going to be there, they're going to take advantage of you on a consistent basis. Okay, like if this person is always there every time she needs him, well then, he's basically condoning her behavior, and she's going to take advantage of it because she knows, okay, well, I can do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and it's not going to matter because he's always going to be there when I need him.
So he's like the rebound guy.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I said. I'm not in your shoes, man. I don't know why you like her, why you're so much in love with her, so, but if this is how you feel, and I don't know how you feel, I cannot understand it, give it your best shot. That's what I would have done if I were in your shoes. It's like, give it your very, very best shot. And if it doesn't work, then you have no regrets. You've tried.
You have tried. But don't also, in my opinion, don't put yourself in a position to be hurt over and over and over and over.
Yeah, just do it once.
Yeah, don't continue to do it.
Do it once.
No one wants to be the rebound. No one.
Yeah.
You know, you get to a point where it's like you feel like you're being used.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the whole situation. I'm just going off the text, but from what it sounds like to me, okay, she only wants him when it's convenient for her.
And the going out with his best friend and the other friends. And
that's naughty.
Well, he's in love with her. So just show her your very best. Give it one last try. If it doesn't work, forget it.
What's that Toni Braxton song, Love Should Have Brought You Home Last Night? Yeah.
We're talking forgiveness and forgiveness.
I'm trying
to be good here.
I'm a little bitter. No, I'm not.
All right, I know you're not.
What is forgiveness, Marwa?
All right. Now, I found a few definitions, and here's the one that I love the most. It releases you from your own claustrophobic prisons, the invisible ones that you never see, but they are nonetheless there. It is the upward path. It makes you a better person, and it gives you greater freedom. It's the wisest choice, and you make it only when you become wiser. And it frees up the clutter, the mental and emotional clutter that slows you down and causes you so much frustration. How many people, Aaron, do you know who are just great, and they sound like they're on the right track, but they're so bitter and they're stuck on their own past and baggage that they're not moving on. Their relationships are failing, their lives are falling apart, and it's not happening for them.
I know lots of people like that.
Yeah.
I've been in that position. It's only when, and I'm serious. Well, not like my life was falling apart, but I had, there was a point in my life where I kept, you know, my job and everything was great, but relationships were failing, and that's just because I kept comparing things that happened in the past to the present. And didn't forgive and forget, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just kept, revisiting things that had happened. And you get to this point, and the older you get, the more you realize, wait a minute, you kind of look at things and you're like, ooh, that's not good, you know? And then you kind of snap out of it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
But I know lots of people like that, and I tell them all the time, come on, you know?
And the worst type of clutter is not the one that happens in your relationships with a man or a woman. It's your childhood clutter.
That I agree with.
That is the worst.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about the steps for forgiveness.
Okay.
And you have some other stuff that you want to talk
about.
Yeah,
and I have a very interesting message from Insomnia. Hello, hello, hello. And he's saying, forgiveness is the healing of wounds caused by another. You choose to let go of a past wrong and no longer be hurt by it. It's a strong move, like turning your shoulders sideways to walk quickly on crowded sidewalk. Because hatred you're carrying is a live coal in your heart, far more damaging to yourself than to them.
It's the truth.
Very true. Thank you.
We're talking about forgiveness tonight. Get in touch, 6163 or 38555055. If you have something going on in your life you need help with, send it in, 6163. And if you don't have a nickname yet, Marwa, you even got yourself a nickname.
You don't
now.
Have to embarrass me.
I'm proud of you.
I just put on my nickname right now, right here.
Yeah, I'm just proud of you.
Just wanted to see how it works.
I'm very proud of you. And what did you do? You just typed in N-I-C-K.
Yeah.
Left space, the space.
And then the nickname and nothing else.
Nothing else. And you just sent it into 6163.
There we go.
All right, on the way, music from Kelly Clarkson, also Jordan Sparks. Keep it right here to Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
موسيقى مسلسل نور. اتصل على 093709 من أي تليفون أرضي أو 5600 من أي محمول وخليك قبل الكل ونزل واسمع أغاني مسلسل نور. كلمنا على 093709 أو 5600.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Living in a world with no air. Oh,
I'm here alone, didn't want to leave. My heart will move, it seems complete. Was there was a way that I can make you understand.
But how do you with me? Living alone without me. You know where I'm from. The world is so hard for me to breathe.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air. Can't live, can't breathe with no air. How I feel whenever you ain't there. No air, no air. Got me out here in the water so deep. Tell me how you gon' be without me. If you ain't here, I just can't breathe. No air, no air.
Charge me.
tell me how you gon' be without me.
If you ain't here, I just can't breathe. There's no air, no air.
Sparks with Chris Brown right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Now, After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It's officially hour number two of After Dark. We're talking about forgiveness tonight. Get in touch 6163 or give us a call 3855-055. Love requests, love dedications all coming up. Alicia Keys, Ironic, and Pink Floyd. Right now, it's Kelly Clarkson.
Because of you, I never stray too far from the sidewalk. Because of
One right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Aaron. It's 11:09 across Cairo. Hopefully you're having a great night tonight. In the studio with me, as every Monday, Mara Raha, and we're talking about relationships.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
Yep.
And we have a bunch of people chiming in about forgiveness tonight.
Yes, we do. Let me start from Amy. Amy, she's saying, to the guy who wants to be with the girl who's had a billion boyfriends, that he will end up being the doormat boyfriend. And if that's good for you to be without pride, then go.
That's what I basically what I said.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Amy, you know, like, we don't know the whole story. And I'm trying to empathize with him here. We don't know the whole story. We don't know what was between the two of them. We don't know why she's doing that. We don't know the conversations that they've had or the conversations that they never had. So from a distance, I would go with what you're saying. But we just don't know. That's the bad thing about my job. I never hear the whole story.
I know, you have to get both sides from both people in order to form an opinion.
And most of the time I only hear it from one side and I have to imagine the other side. And even when I reply, I have to like have like options just in case it's this or that. So, yeah, Amy, you're right. But again, it's about perceptions and details that we just don't have.
Want to say what's up to Lulu, Yomi, Serendipity. Thank you so much for getting in touch. Insomnia. Let's see.
Serendipity has a nice thing to say. Why don't you take that one?
If you keep all that anger inside and you don't forgive, it can eat away at you and you'll never feel free. Most of the time, the person who has done you wrong feels worse than you do.
That is so true.
It is true.
Yeah. And Albert Odongo of Cairo Demographic Center, he says, forgiveness is a process of amend, justice, and reconciliation by both or all parties offended. Now, here is the interesting fact. Forgiveness is one thing, and reconciliation is another. Reconciliation, it takes that the two of you are willing to sit there and put all your cards on the table
and compromise.
Talk about it and compromise. So you have one person apologizing and the other person forgiving, and then there's explanations going back and forth.
That very rarely happens, in all honesty.
Yeah. But with forgiveness, the other person doesn't even have to be there. He might not be sorry. He might not be apologetic. Most of the time, you don't know why. And that's why forgiveness is so hard.
I'm trying to remember this quote my grandma had about forgiveness, and I can't remember what it is. It'll probably 3 o'clock this morning when I'm laying in bed, I'll wake up and be like, ah. Yeah. Then I'll have to post it on our Facebook page. But my grandma used to say something all the time about that, and it was a brilliant quote, actually. It's an old Irish quote about forgiveness, and I, for the life of me, I can't remember. I'll have to think about it.
Is it anything along the lines that forgetting is human, but forgiving is divine?
No. It's an Irish quote. It's a good Irish quote.
Okay, you find it.
I'm going to have to do a Google search.
Yep. Okay, so now we're going to go into the steps of how to forgive a person, because so far we've been talking about forgiveness and what it means and some nice quotes and so on.
Well, we can go through two of these before we
take a let's
break.
Do two of them. Now, the first one, realize that the hate you feel towards, let's say, your enemy, does not harm him or her in the slightest way. Chances are your enemy has gone on with his or her life and hasn't even given you another thought. And that is very true. I know this woman who got a divorce. Her husband moved on, got married, has other kids. He just moved on with his life.
Right.
And she just sat there all bitter and angry, and her life came to a standstill. Her life stopped. She didn't remarry. She didn't have a happy life. She just stood there waiting for the day when he feels sorry and comes back to her crawling on his knees and all those happy imagery. And that is so not right.
It only happens in the movies. It does. It's a fairy tale.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but it's true. It's things, those images you have in your head of happy endings, very rarely do they ever happen. Usually it folds out some completely different way, and it's up to you to, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? Direct it into a positive direction.
So like when you harvest this negativity inside of you, your life stops, and you have to have a plan on how to move on with your life. Second thing, all right, now this is very interesting. Make a list of the good things that happened to you as a result of this awful experience. You've probably sat there and focused for a very long time on the bad parts and the negative parts of the experience. So look at the problem from a totally different angle. Look at the good side and start listing down what are the good things that has happened because of that experience. What do you think of that?
I think it's a great idea, because for every... Now here's another quote I can't remember. I'm having issues tonight. I think my brain stopped.
Too much food, honey.
I think so.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I told you I have a pasta thing going, a pasta coma still going on. I was fine until I ate the pasta. It's for every dark, what is it? For every dark something, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. Every cloud has a silver lining.
There you go. No, seriously, what does not kill you makes you stronger.
There we go.
There's, 10,000
okay.
It's the truth, though. Everything that happens to you in life, I believe, happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And everything that's happened to me in my life has helped mold me into the person that I am, because you're supposed to learn from those things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of things happening to you, that you learn from it and you take the experience and move on with it.
Exactly. So instead of focusing on the negativity of what has happened, focus on the things that you have learned, or the better person that you've become because of what has happened to you.
Exactly. Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS or 3855055. We're going to go over more of these steps around the corner. On the way, music from Leona Lewis, Pink Floyd, some Mariah Carey thrown in there as well. And if you want to hear a love song, get in touch, 6163-385-055. Did I have a request for this one tonight? It's Ironic, Stay With Me, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
This one's for all the people sharing love. It's appreciated. It's ironic. Life's crazy, man. People come and go, but when the closest one goes, it's the hardest thing ever. They can wait for a moment, I promise. Please stay. Don't cry. They can wait for a moment. Don't cry for me when I'm gone. No point in wasting tears. Our time will come one day, and I'm just confronting my fears. Oh, it's not really a fear, it's more like a destiny. Sometimes I sit and wonder, is this life really for me? Cause I've seen, heard, felt and done. I hope you're proud of where I've come. You see me grow and help me through, and there is no repaying you. I'm here and I feel like I'm delaying you, betraying you. And when I'm gone, I hope there's someone saving you. They can wait for a moment.
Stay with me. Don't force it too soon. The angels can wait for the moment.
I wanna see your face every time I come home, cause I can't leave you like this in this cold world alone. But in this life we're living, who knows when I'll be gone. I don't wanna leave you with what ifs held in for long. To the world, too much to prove, but sometimes I wonder what I really have to lose, and then I really see it's not all about me. I wanna shield you from this harsh mad reality, it's real lyrics.
Stay with me, don't force it too soon, the angels can wait for the moment.
They can wait for a moment, I promise.
If I
miss
when I dream,
it wasn't meant to end like this. And life gets risky sometimes, but you gotta take chances. Life's a game, you gotta risk it. Listen, life's so crazy, but I've lived mine well. I hope you do the same thing, and I hope you don't fail. If anybody tries to bring you down, just stay strong. Don't argue the fact that you're right and they're wrong. Listen to my lyrics, that's why I wrote this song, so you can be influenced and just stand there strong. Everybody's human and everybody's equal, so don't listen to nobody, cause everybody's people.
Plays next, Nile FM.
Man, every time I see you, you got a different track playing through your mobile phone. Is that Michael Jackson?
It is Michael Jackson, and I got it from the Superstar line. And if you call 09000205 from any landline, you can download actual Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks.
Michael Jackson, I'm a huge fan of that man. How do I get his ringtones and tracks again?
09000205. That's the number for the Superstar line.
09000205?
Yep, that's the number. Just call it, and you can have your very own Michael Jackson ringtones and tracks from the Superstar line.
The Superstar line, brought to you by Telemedia.
Ramadan Kareem from 104.2 Nile FM.
It's been the longest, but ولو حتى بعد عني في قلبي
New favorite Arabic song.
I was doing the translation.
It's a beautiful song. It's Amr Dieb and Cheb Khaled, and it's called
Tamali Mike.
Tamali Mike.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Somehow.
I'm learning, Marwa.
I know.
I'm trying really hard. Hold on, let's go over it again. Say it again.
Tamali Mike.
Tamali Mike.
Yeah, it's better.
It's better?
It's better.
Okay.
It's better.
It'll get better the more I practice.
Yep.
You are tuned into After Dark. I'm Erin. It's 11:28 across Cairo. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We are talking about forgiveness this evening. And we've been talking about the steps to forgive someone. And the first one is to realize that the other person, even though you're probably sitting around being angry about the situation, they've already moved on. Mm-hmm. Khalas. That's it.
Khalas. That's it. Hey!
Hey. Another one. And then the second one was to make a list of the good things that happened as a result of this awful experience, because mm-hmm. that's another step for closure. Number three,
that is look for helpers. So instead of focusing on you and the person and the experience, think of and focus on the people who were there for you. Some people have been there for you, so kind, so unselfish, so supportive. Think of those people. Think that you would have never met them other than without this experience. Think that you would have known how real and true they are if you haven't been through that. So look for the helpers. Look for those people, because you've gained. That's a lot of gain. And number four, look at the big picture. Perhaps it isn't all about you. Perhaps your trial has provided an opportunity for others to rise to the occasion to provide you with help and support. And also keep looking at the bigger picture, because now here's the thing. A lot of people go through all sorts of stuff in their lives. There's always time to pay it forward or pay it backwards. You have to pay back. Are you getting a cold?
No, I had a cold, remember? And then it went away.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's still the aftermath of the cold.
All right. So just look at the bigger picture. Look at how you can use that experience to contribute to the universe, to pay it back, to help others, to prevent this from happening to other people. Just find a way to detach from this. It's not all about you. Before we move on, I want to read Fly Girl's comment. She says, and I love that comment, "My advice for forgiving somebody is to think into the past and to think about all the times that you have been forgiven."
Right.
"And I think that you will realize that in a way, you owe that person your forgiveness." That is just so beautiful, Fly Girl. Thank you.
It is. It's the truth, too.
Yep. And we have a nice quote. Where did it go? All right, Summer. Next time. Okay, Erin, announcing. Yes. Announcement coming. Next time, Summer, we're going to be talking about parent and children relationship, whether it's mother-daughter, mother-son, father-daughter,
daughter,
you name
father,
it.
Son,
sisters,
you name it.
Let's put sisters in here as well, brothers, everything. So next time is about families. So if you have an issue with your family,
make sure they come and listen to the program with you, because that's going to be the way that you resolve your issues. So make sure next Monday, starting at 10 p.m., you sit down with your family and you listen to the program, because we're going to give tips on resolving family conflicts and improving family relationships.
Yep, and if you have a particular issue, you can email it to me in advance so that I know what the issue is and I can address it.
Right.
So you can find us on Facebook. You can email it to me on my website.
NARWARAKHA.com.
Yep, so it's marwaraha.com.
Or Facebook as well. We have an After Dark page where you can send messages to as well, and we'll get them. There's plenty of ways to communicate.
All right, Crazy in Love says that he has a very nice quote for us. Love is the closest thing we have to magic. Amen to that.
It is true.
Very true. Look at us.
I know. I'm like, oh.
And he's asking, what do you think of long-distance relationships? So after we're done with the family thing, we'll go into long-distance relationships.
And internet relationships. And I get a lot of emails about that, too.
Yeah.
Internet relationships.
Yes.
Let's go over one more of these before we go to the break.
Okay. Number 5, be compassionate with yourself. Forgive yourself. Be patient and kind to yourself. Extreme emotional pain has this profound effect on your body. This is why people get sick. This is why people sleep for 12 and 18 and 20 hours a day, because they just don't want to wake up.
Well,
it makes
depression.
You sick. It's depression. It makes you sick. So get over it. And give yourself time to heal physically and emotionally. So be kind to yourself. That's basically it. And focus on the natural beauty in the world. Focus on nature. Mother Nature has this way of healing everybody. So before we go on the break, Serendipity says, yesterday was history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift, so forgive and live every day to the fullest. Thank you.
Nice song.
Lovely.
And I'm going to mess this up. Ellie Alex. Did I say it right? We can't figure out your nickname, so I apologize. But you did request a song, so I'm going to go ahead and play it. It's Omarion and Usher, Icebox, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
I don't know. Should I stay? Should I go? Yeah, I know. It's the remix, remix. See, I'm in this situation. Think I need a little help. Let's go.
When this began, we were friends. She knew all my business. All my good, all my bad. Said that she was with it now. I got memories. This is crazy. She ain't nothing like that girl I used to know. I didn't believe she would creep. Thought we was forever. She broke out, I broke down, and that's just on the level. Now these memories, they be haunting me. You ain't feeling me, my girl's about to go.
Hold up now, take your time, let me get this right. You're tripping on what's in front of you, cause you're looking behind you. You got memories, but take it from me. She ain't nothing like old girl you used to know. Shorty's doing right by you, maybe you should let it go. At the end of the day, it ain't worth it. Wanna know how I know? So you already know that it's gonna hurt.
Face the truth,
truth.
If it's ever gonna this up. Better keep
man.
Your eyes on me.
Got the past in the past, gotta let it go.
Hey,
you gotta know when to move on.
Hey,
you gotta know when to let go. Don't lose your lady.
I don't wanna be stuck off in this cold, cold world. Don't wanna mess this up. Better keep your eyes on me.
Got the past in the past, gotta let it go.
Hey,
you gotta know when to move on.
Hey,
you gotta know when to let go.
Can't lose my lady.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
في حاجة على تليفونك مهمة وضرورية. اتصل من أي خط أرضي على 09853 وحمل إمساكية شهر رمضان. خليك عارف كل وقت وليه أذان. اتصل وحمل إمساكية شهر رمضان 09853.
Hey, it's Ian from Nile on Demand, brewed by Beano's Cafe. You know, everybody's doing little skits or singing songs for these Ramadan greetings, so I thought I would do some magic and cut my assistant in half. What do you mean, no? You said you'd do it. Like 3 days ago, that's when. Oh, whatever. Ramadan Kareem from everybody at Nile FM to you and your family.
never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I wanna fall in love. No, I wanna fall in love with you.
Josh Groban, Remember When It Rained, right here on Kairos number one at Music Station 104.2 Nile FM. That one going out to Misho tonight. Thank you so much for the request. Almost out of time, so I won't be able to take any more requests because I sign off at midnight, of course.
Mm-hmm.
While we're rocking in the studio, we're going to bang out the next couple things of forgiveness, because that's what we're talking
steps
about.
For forgiveness.
And then we'll play one more song and we'll say goodbye.
Right. So we talked about you having to move on with your life because the other person has moved on and has forgotten about you.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing, put a list of the things that were good about this experience, what you've learned, what it has added to you. Then look for helpers. Think of the people who are not selfish and who are there for you. Look at the bigger picture. It's not about you. How can you make use of this experience and contribute to the universe, contribute
right.
to mankind somehow? And then be compassionate to yourself and be kind. Now, and this is something that I forgot about, and I made that mistake yesterday, actually. I was out with a friend, and I told a very sad story that upset me,
mm-hmm.
and it stayed upsetting me all day today. So number six says, stop telling the story. Stop telling the story, please. It's bad, and you don't need to keep thinking and thinking and thinking of that hurt. It's just like there's this stake driven into the ground, and it keeps you from moving away from this hurt. Forgive your enemy, because it's the kindest thing that you can do for your friends and family. Negativity is depressing physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
Not only that, though, when you're around somebody who's negative all the time, what happens?
They walk away.
It just makes everyone around you feel... Have you ever seen Saturday Night Live? Zach and I always talk about it. It's a show that they air every Saturday night mm-hmm. in America, and it's live skits. And one of the characters that they bring back all the time is called Debbie Downer. and then every time she talks, you hear a wah-wah, because somebody will be like, oh, I went to Disney World, and it was the greatest thing ever, and then Debbie will